Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. We're going to keep trying to get through on the various connections.
But you can't hear me? No, I'll tell you what happened. I'm hearing you now. There's a delay of a few seconds.
Okay. Let's continue. Meanwhile, for those of you, who are here and for those of you who will listen later on the Torah Way website, we were speaking about Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovel, and we said that in the Arzei Levonoin, Adir HaTorah, that we say on Tisha B'Av, it just says Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovel was 70 years old, he was a tzaddik, he was a chosid, he was Yosher Betanis, and they executed him. That's all it says in the Arzei Levonoin, Adir HaTorah, that we'll say on Tisha B'Av when we're sitting on the floor. But in the Medrash Eila Ezkero, on which the Eila Ezkero that we say on Yom Kippur is based, it says a whole story. First of all, it says that he was 80 years old. And it says that he was a tzaddik and a chosid, that he didn't sleep. He didn't have a proper sleep from the age of 18 till the age of 80. And when he was brought out, it says it was Erev Shabbos. And they wanted to execute him. And he begged for permission to stay alive until Shabbos in order that he could be in the midst of Kiddush. Omale. So the Roman governor said to him, you've seen such terrible things happen, Churban Abayis, and you're about to be executed. And so far, another four of the way we understand it in Eila Ezkero, they were all in the same palace at the same time, and four of the Asura Haruge Malchus had already been executed. He says, and you still believe in God? Omale Hain. Let's see his power. Let him come and save you. He replied with a pasuk. If your God has power, why doesn't he come and save you? There's a decree upon us. The reason why we're here is because that's his will. And he said, yes, that's exactly what I said. I still believe in God. So the Kesar said, so the Jews are very, very arrogant. Shall Pesach Misa Atem Oimdim, you're standing at the door of death, Vadayin Azus Atem, and you're still arrogant. Omele Rabbi Yehuda, Oilecho Kesa. Said, you're the one who's in trouble. Rosha bin Rosha. Halo Ro, Chulben Beisoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh. Varigas Chasidov HaTzadikov. Volo Osakin Enoke Miyad. But he hasn't yet punished you. Shai. Omale Tabidov, so he was very rude, he was very arrogant, and he was very stood his ground against the Kesar. Tabidov said, maybe you should be nice to him, and then maybe he'll let you off. Omale Tabidov Rabbeinu, you should have sucked up to him, you should have been nice to him, maybe you would have got a better result. Omalehem, v'chiloylimadatem. It doesn't help to be nice to a Rosha. If you're machdiv a Rosha, you fall in his hands. Now he said to the Kesar, Hamtin li ad shakai misachas v'shabos shmo v'oilu mabo. Omalei, lozeh shamati, I agree. Your last wish, la'asoy shiloscho. Yeah? Miad hiskel b'kiddush hayoyim v'aychulu hashmai v'oretz. We were singing Kiddush in a beautiful way. Everybody was amazed that in that situation he could say Kiddush with such kavod and so beautifully. At that point, at the end of Sheborah Lekim Lahasois, then V'tivo Hakesa Lahorgoi. V'arguhu V'yosan Ishmose Be'el Lekim. At the words Ashebora Elohim, that's when he died. Yosef Askova Oima Ashrecha Reb Yehuda She Yisadoima LeMalach. You were like a Malach V'Yosef Nishmoscha BeElohim V'Tzivo V'Chotchu Evorim Evorim. That they cut his body up into pieces. V'Hishlichu LeKlovim, was thrown to the dogs. V'Loi Huspad, there was no Hesped. V'Loi Hukva, and he wasn't buried. That's the story according to Eila Ezkero. Eila Ezkero is a Medrash. We're not sure exactly what the source of it was. Yeah, that's the version in Eile Eskro. But tomorrow, Bliedo, we'll look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah probably predates this Medrash by about 600 years, and the story is absolutely and completely different about the same Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava as to how he was executed. So let's find out tomorrow, Bliedo, the difference. And this is one of the many discrepancies that we have in the various versions of the Hasara Harugim Malchus.
The
Medrash
was 600 years later after the...
We're not sure exactly the date of this Medrash Eile Eskro. I found a reference in the authorized Talmud, in which he says that for the source of the Eile Eskro, I should look in the Jewish encyclopedia. So, Bleda, I will check that out.
Lodge, Faraway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Kafbeis, Tammuz, 7th of July. Rabbi Yudi Znamirovsky, Shlita, Rosh Chabura of the Chabura, the Taz, the Shach, and Halacha Kabrai Sei. This week's Torah, but spontaneously, Nishmas Morris. Gitcha, Delang, Ola Sholem Bas, Chobbe, Rav Mordechai, Chron Levrocha, whose Yahtzeit was on Sunday, and Nishmas, our esteemed founder, of Yosef Dov. Then, Shem Chos, the Iskrits of Chron Levrocha.
Okay. Posek the Sani Ashkev to the Choshev Alabatim for having me for the Caliph al Moshe. Anyone that's ever opened the Shulchan Oruch on Yerideah will have straight away seen on the side, one side we have the Taz, the Turi Zov, on the other side we have the Shach, the Sifsei Kohen, and they are the main two Meforshim and Noisei Kelim on the Shulchan Oruch. Now, any Posek, any Rov, any Dain will tell you that you cannot pass in Halacha Lamaisa from your day without first learning a Taz and a Shach, whether it's going to be a Tzedakah, a Chesribis, a Chesnida, a Seveheta, v'chule v'chule, all the various topics that are discussed in your day. Now one could say it's similar to Rashi and Tosis on the Gemara as well. Rashi and Tosis are the main two Mephoshim of the Gemara, so too Taz and Shach are the same two Mephoshim on the Shulchan Aruch. Similarly, anyone that's learned Shulchan Aruch, your day, any of those halachas, will tell you that in nearly every single nearly every single simon, and sometimes it won't even go a sif goes by without machloikus between the Taz and the Shach. They'll argue Aloch and Maisa, they'll argue Peshat, etc., etc. And this is constantly the theme the whole way through Shulchan, the whole of Shulchan Aruch here there. The She'eris Yisrael brings down, just as a side point, brings down from the Baal Shem Tov that the Taz and the Shach are considered the Poskim Achronim. They were the ones that were considered the Poskim Achronim. And halacha goes like them, and you can't be mekel more than the shach and taz have already been mekel, unless you add other tzirufim, other stodim hetter, for example, hefsid meruba, or something like that. And it's actually interesting to note the first machlokes between the taz and the shach is not even on Shulchan Aruch. It's the taz in his akdoma writes a shtikel teira, he writes a chiddush there, and the shach already argues on him in the akdoma. He's masig in the sefer Nekudas Kesef, which we'll discuss soon. He's masig on the Taz already in the Akdom before Shulchan Aruch even started, before they started Siman Aleph. Before we begin going into who we passing like him, why we passing like them, it's good to be makdim with the Mishnah in Ovis. The Mishnah in Ovis says, "Kol machlokus l'shem shemayim soifu l'iskayim, v'she'en l'shem shemayim ein soifu l'iskayim." Any machlokus l'shem shemayim is going to carry on, it's going to continue, and any machlokus that isn't l'shem shemayim has no continuance, has no existence. It says the Mishnah, Ezim Achloikus Hilah Shem Shemayim, Zum Achloikus Hilah Shamay, Shein Hilah Shem Shemayim, Zum Achloikus Koyrach Chol Adosei. The Mishnah gives an example of what's considered the Machloikus Shem Shemayim, and what's considered the Machloikus Shloi Lashem Shemayim. Now, it goes without a doubt that the Machloikus Taz and Shach is definitely Shem Shemayim, and the Vati Batanura in Masechtas Ovos, in the second Pshat, he says, now, what mean the machlokes from Shema? What does it mean? He says that means that the people who are having the machlokes have one matara, they have one goal in mind. They get to the emes. His lashon is v'atachlis v'asoifa mevukish m'oisa machlokes lehasega emes. So the machlokes is at the end of the day to be melab and alocha to get to the emes shamitel shoteira, and that's definitely the machlokes the Taz and the Shach harai that we see that's very much kaim still today, and the machlokes are still very much discussed in all the bottom midrashim and koilim around the world. And it's definitely Eilu ve'Eilu Divri Lekem Chayim, without a doubt. Now, just to give a small insight into who the Taz was and who the Shach was, just so we get a better idea of who we're discussing and who we're talking about. Both the Taz and the Shach lived some approximately 400 years ago, a little bit less. The Taz was an Edom by the Bach, who was considered then the God of Ledo. And for just this is a small story, just to bring out the godless of the Taz, they said the Taz was the Rav in Lemberg, right? The Taz's Rav is Pirush school, the full name of the Pirush school, Turi Zov. And that's what he became famous for. He wrote a few Sfarim, but the most famous Sefer he became for was Turi Zov, which is on Shulchan Aruch. And the Taz was Rav in Lemberg, and he was davening, and the ladies from the Ezes Noshim saw that his Talus was very worn out, it was ripped, it was torn, and decided they're going to band together and they're going to buy the Taz a new Talus. And they came to him and they approached him and they bring him this new talus. And the talus says, you know, I very appreciate the gesture, it's very nice of you. But I'd really like to stick with my old talus. And they asked the talus, so why do you want to stick with the old talus? This is much nicer. So he explained to them that this talus can be made on me when I get to Bez and Shemala. That never, ever once did they have any machshava zoros b'shas I was davening. Not once in my entire life did I ever think of anything else when I was davening. These are the people we're talking about, Gedolei Ador. When the Taz, when the Sefer Turi Zov came out, all the Gedolei Ador, Askama in it, the Vat Abay Rotzes, which we'll discuss soon, they gave Askamas in it. So this is the Taz. Meiduch Yisi have the Shach. The Shach was considerably younger than the Taz. The Shach wrote his Pirush Sifsei Koyin, Shabsei Koyin. The full name of the Shach was Shabsei Koyin, and he wrote his Sefer Sifsei Koyin when he was 24 years old. So he was very, very young, and he was nifted when he was 40, which is also very, very young. He managed to accomplish a very lot in that short time. The Chidor writes that the Shach used to speak, and the quill used to pick up of its own accord and just write. He didn't have to hold it. He used to speak, and the quill used to write. And the Chidor also further writes, in some else, in Shema Gedolim, he writes that there's no way the Shach managed to write a Pirush like he did without leaving. He left no stone unturned in his Pirush to bring all the Gemaras and all the Rishonim, etc. There's no way he managed to do that without knowing the Shem HaMetzia. Al Pi Kabbalah, there was a certain Shem you could use to find any Marimokim. And he must have known the Shem HaMetzia. It's Mamash, he said that the Shkador writes, when he wrote his Pirush, when he learned his Pirush, it's like he had Kola Tura Kula just lying in front of him, that he knew how to write anything. So these are the people we're talking about in this. Because that also to have a better understanding of what work and koich went into writing these Purushim, from these two poskim. The Shachin is Akdomot Yerodei, he writes, Torachti Tirchis Harbe V'kamu Yegiyas Yigati. I worked very, very hard. I didn't do any other work. When I sat in the I didn't let sleep reach my eyes. With the numala afapoi, shonim rabbis, many, many years. Other shed seisi mekoyach elapoi. I managed to bring out machshavoisai to bring out this sefer. Uvirati v'shakalti akol bekaf maznayim v'chizarti al kolat stodim v'stidis stodim loypam achas v'shtayim. I went over it from all the different stodim various times. Ki imeo pa'om v'echad 101 times. And chaverim, chashuvim, ahuvim, chavivim, v'arevim, makshivim, l'koili, with various different friends. I discussed it with them, all the halachas. U'mish lo yehoye emi b'mechitzos, whoever wasn't in my vicinity, lo yeumen ki supo lo yemigoydel hatloa shhoisli, hoisa alai, b'chipash b'yam, v'talmud ha'poiskim. Wouldn't believe the hardships I went through to be mechapash, and the tie above lo yishalmi, and all the poiskim, ad ki imanti ha'koil al-bri, until everything was clear, until I managed to get to halach al-maisa. So just a bit of an idea of who we're talking about and who we're discussing here. So, just a bit of a timeline of the Purush. The Taz and the Shach both wrote, the Taz, which is an acronym for Turi Zov, and the Shach, which is an acronym for Sifsei Koyin, both wrote their Purushim in the same year, Tov Vav, which is 1646.
What their name was? Do you
want to
say
what their name was? Yeah, David Alevi. Was the full name of the Taz was David Alevi, and Shach was called the Shabsei Koyin. So, both of them wrote their Purushim 380 years ago, and they came out on the same year. Both wrote the first Pirush on Yerudea. On the Chilik of Shulchan Aruch, is Rechaim Yerudea, Ibn Ezra Chesh Mishpat. They both started off with Yerudea. And similar to what happened to the Ramah, as everyone knows, when the Ramah was in the middle of, more towards the end of writing the Sefer, he found out that the Beis Yosef had written the Shulchan Aruch. And then he adapted the Sefer to be Hagos on the Beis Yosef, as opposed to bringing out his own Sefer. So similarly, the Shach was towards the end of writing his Sefer, when he found out that the Taz was bringing out his. So after the Shach had seen the Taz's Pirush, which he hadn't seen until it was too late, was bringing the Sefer out already, he wrote Hasagas on the Taz called Nekudas HaKesef. Nekudas HaKesef is printed under the Shulchan Aruch today. In every Shulchan Aruch you find Nekudas HaKesef, and it was actually only came out to print after they were both nifted already. The Shach's son, Reb Moshe, is the one that brought it out. He added a few of his own additions, his own esophos, and they brought out Nekudas HaKesef, which is Masig, and the Shach goes through and explains why his Peshat was right and not the Taz, and asks various different questions on the Taz, etc. The Taz Lemaisa, just as a side point, he must have seen some of the Nekudas HaKesef before he was Nifta, because when he printed his Pirush for the second time, while he was still alive, he added a few pages in the back called Daf Acharin, in which he refers to some of the questions of the Nekudas HaKesef of the Shach. So it must be that he did see some of it, maybe in a ksav yad of some sort. But al piroi, if he didn't, he doesn't discuss the question. So he definitely only saw only a partial, small part of it. Now we're not coming to decide chas shalom who's correct between these two gedolei olam. As we said earlier, eluv elu divrei likim chayim. With that being said, we're going to try and see if there's some sort of makor or there's a kabbalah to be able to say who do we paskin like generally. Now today, amongst most poskim, the Yonah Rabbanim will tell you the general psakeh is we paskin like the shach, like the sifse kohen over the taz. Now, we have to work out where does this come from. Now, I remember the first time I looked into this topic and I was learning Kodal Net Yisrael, and there was a choshev younger man. The only reason I'm saying this really is because this younger man was quite choshev, was Elich Tam Tochem, and he showed me this in a certain sefer, a bit of a controversial sefer, which will remain nameless, and he showed me that it brings down a story there, why we passing like the shach over the taz. And the story is that the shach, when he finished his sefer, went to the taz, so the taz was older than him, was ready. Taz was many years older than the Shach, and he was considered then one of the Gedolei, or the Gadol Adol. And he went to him for an askama. And the Shach came to the Taz, and the Taz was worried that maybe if he gave him an askama, people will learn from the Shach Sefer, and no one will learn from my Sefer. And so therefore, we didn't want to give him an askama. And so the Sefer finishes off, and that's why we paskin like the Shach over the Taz, because the Taz didn't want to give him an askama. Now, it goes without saying that it's astounding to speak like that on Mamash Gedolei Yisrael, as we discussed before. We just give a bit of a small insight into their godless, into their Kedusha, on the Heilige Taz and the Shach. This is what you're going to say. But besides that, one doesn't have to look very far to realize that it's nonsense. Because the Shach, in his Akadomah to Nekudas HaKesef, which, like I said, was written after both the Shach, the original Shach, and the Taz were printed, right? So in his second Sefer, where he's massing on the Taz, and when he writes all these questions on the Taz and tries to prove that he's right, and according to Kesef, he brings like this. Omar Mechaba, Ali Yala Aleva Koira. Mechaba is saying, don't think, Besifri is there, in this Sefer that you read, that I'm writing now, Shemepinesh Holi Chas V'Sholem, Eze Machloikus Mabal Turezov, that had some sort of Machloikus with the Bal Turezov, was the Taz. Or Yesh Belibi Eze Tina Olav, will have some tinness in him in my heart. Chibarati Asogus Al Sifri. That's why I wrote these Asogus, these questions on his Sefer. Ki Halei Noida Lechoil, because it's well known to everyone. That was very much a habit between us. The Torah's Machzeres Achsanya Shelo. What does he mean? He means the Taz came to stay in my house once. He was buying me for 3 days. And he was mechabed me with the biggest covered. You wouldn't believe it. I was mechabed him as well. Be harbe a lot. Until he kissed me on my forehead. This is what the Shach is writing in Nakdomot and Nakudas Hakesef. There was big simcha between us, like a simcha space of sheva. The kedia came who had there of the age. Shaloi chibarti sifri nekudas hakesef. I didn't write this sefer nekudas hakesef. Halos rak l'shem shemayim levare relabin or emes to get to the aloch al ma'aser emes. So it's poshut that there was no, as we said before, it's machlokes l'shem shemayim. The Shach himself says it was machlokes l'shem shemayim, and it was very much elevated divrei likim chayim. It was all relabin and I get to the emes. So we see there was no petyak podus that he did give me an askama and he didn't give me an askama, and that's where Paskin one to the other. It's also very mistabit to say that possibly the Taz didn't give the Shach an askama because he simply disagreed with him in many areas of halacha, as we see. So not because he had any personal grudges against him, simply because he didn't agree halacha lemaisa to many of the maskonos la halacha that the Shach got to. So he didn't give him an askama. Another reason could also be that in those days, the only way to give out a sefer was with the heskim of the Vad Arba Rotzis. Right, this was the Council of the Four Lands. It was in Europe, was the most powerful rabbinical body at the time, and these were all the rabbonim and gedolim that got together twice a year, usually on a market day in a very big town, and they discussed various different inyonim that when they get out to the tzibur, various different takanos to make, things to improve, etc. And it was an unofficial rule that you didn't really bring out a sefer without the skam of the Vad Arba Rotzis. Now the Shach, all the skamos the Shach has for a sefer, are all given at one time or one place. In one time when the Vad Arba Rotzis met, which was the Rabbon of all different four different lands that made up of Eastern Europe. It's possible that Taz wasn't there that time. That's why I think of an askama as well. So simply, practically, he wasn't there that time. I don't know. Very possible that he wasn't there. Because all the other askamas were given all at one time. He didn't go around shopping for askamas. They were all given one place in one time. So now that we've discussed a little bit Taz and the Shach and explained their Purushim, so we have to try and work out who do we paskin like. So the Pnei Yeshua, in his askama, he writes like this. He writes, "Shekvan esparsim chiburo." He's talking about the Taz. So he writes, "Satudim reina Rav David Alevi zeichet tadi levrochem mechaber to resolve." Shekvan esparsim chiburo. His chiburim became very famous. Very roisel bechol tefutzis Yisrael. His roisel were very well known in all areas of Klal Yisrael. And to his light we consistently go. Salocha is like the Taz in most places. He was the last Rishon, the last Achron. The Lashon of Mishabeach, the Taz, there's no one greater than him. The Daki Tshuva in his Hakdama to Sefer Divrei David. Divrei David is another Sefer of the Taz, after his name, David Alevi, who was Ala Torah, and the Sefer was printed many years later, was printed Ala Torah, and the Daki Tshuva, when they were printing it, I don't know if it was the second or third time they were printing it, he writes, Mi yoyed al ha-shamash ba-tzer royim, v'ash mi piv anachnu chayim, from the Psokim of the Taz, v'dovid oyle hi ha-mesila ha-shabes Hashem oyle, v'kvi ha-mekubul etzleinu mitadikim g'doi she-elyoin, mitalmidi Rabbeinu al-Bashem Tov. It's mekubul ba-as, from tadikim talmidi ba-Shem Tov, ki divri Rabbeinu ha-Taz, hin heimu b'malas ha-soydis. So he's trying to say the words of the Taz, when the Taz was Pirush, he wrote it al-pi soydis ha-kabbalah. And that's why we paskin like him in many places. Now, even though, as we said earlier, as we're going to discuss soon, that today we paskin, generally speaking, we paskin like the Shach, Chassidim specifically in certain areas we paskin like the Taz. For example, even though in Mogen Avraham, we paskin in Erechaim, we paskin like the Mogen Avraham over the Taz. But for example, just as one example, there's a few places. One example is by Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, whether we light menorah first or whether we make Avdolah first. So we paskin, many Chassidim paskin like the Taz in that case, even though the Mogen Avraham argues. And other areas as well where there's a clear, where we can see clearly that it came from Sifrei Kabbalah, we paskin like the Taz over, generally speaking, the Mogen Avraham or the Shach. So again, we clearly see there were many gedolei hirah that said halacha is always like the Taz and paskin like him. Now, those that say the Vad Arba Rotis in its time gave out a psak that the halacha is like the Taz, although it isn't 100% clear, what is clear is that the Taz was, as we said earlier, more senior and he was older than the Shach and he was much more well known. And definitely in the doira of the Taz and the doira straight afterwards, halacha was generally paskin like the Taz as Mavui and Kama Tshuvas for him over the Shach. And that slowly changed once the Shach's Pirush became more well known and people knew who he was. That slowly changed over the years towards the Shach. But in this Doir, for sure, the Taz was more well known, one would say more respected. The Shach was very, very young. The Taz was older. The Taz was a Rav in a city called Lemberg, which was a very, very big town, a very big city. The Shach was a Rav in a lesser known town, which was called Helishov, which was in the Czech Republic, which is a very small town. Just as a side point, when Helishah wanted to mekabel the Shach as a Rav, was a very young man. And they heard about him, but they didn't know if the Shach was, you know, great enough to be the Rav of their Kehila. So they sent a Shaila to the Tzemach Tzedek. I believe it was the Tanot al-Bavitch, Tzemach Tzedek Rishon. The Fuch Chassidus, right? So the Tzemach Tzedek. And they asked him whether they should take him on as a Rav. So he goes, I've never heard of him, but I'm going to be in Krakow. And there is the Rebbe Reb Heschel, and the Shach learned was a Talmud of the Rebbe Pesha, the Chanukah Satorah. I'm going to ask him, we'll see what he says. So when he asked the Chanukah Satorah answered him, it's Kedai that I should give up my place in Krakow, that the Shach should be Rav here. He's Kedai for that role to be the Rav of Krakow, which was then the most prestigious rabbinical position in those days. And it's Kedai that you should give up your place in your town for me, and that you yourself should go to Helishav. So obviously we realize the greatness of the Shach, even though, like I said, he wasn't well known, nevertheless, one of the Gedolim. Now, on the other hand, after we bought the Pnei Yeshua and the Daki Tshuva, we find that many of the Gedolei Hira had a Mesira to Paskin like the Shach. So in Be'e Yaakov, from Yaakov Berlin, who was from the Talmidim of the Shev Yaakov, so someone called Reb David Dishbak, who was the Pardes David, he writes to him, in a Tshuva, Uba Ashkenaz Bosa Shach Gereda. In Ashkenaz, meaning in the lands of Germany, we always Paskin like the Shach. When there's a machloikus, Taz and Shach, which like we said is practically in every single siman in Shulchan Aruch and here and there, we paskin generally like the Shach, and the Be'e Yaakov was masking with him. So we see again the world gedolei and the paskin the other way around. And then the Voidus HaGeshuni, who was actually the mechutn of the Shach, in Siman Tezvov, he writes, Roi farabonim asha ein bidim seforim la'ayim poiskim. Those rabbonim didn't have in those days, not every Rav had all the seforim available to be able to look and to work out what the halacha was, they rely on the Shach. Poiskim ka Shach, they rely on the Shach, they can't fine, don't have the various different forum to be able to paskin, they paskin like the Shach. So again, we see there are those that paskin like the Taz, and those that paskin like the Shach, and different Mesiris. So the question is, if so, why today do we paskin more like the Shach over the Taz? Where does this Mesirah come from? Today, most Rabbanim, I would say, have such a Mesirah, most Gedolei Ra, to paskin like the Shach over the Taz, and where does it come from? So there's a din brought down in Tosfos, in Brachos, and Tosfos in Kedushin brings down, called Halacha Kebasroi. The Halacha is like the latter one. Tosfos is discussing the machlokes on Meroim, and Tosfos says that after Abayin Rava, Up until Abaye Barova, if there was a machlokes between a Rav and a Talmud, you passed him like the Rebbe. Because after that, Halacha Kebasroi, it's like the latter one, the one that lived in a later generation. It says Tosfos, because they were more makpid to get to Halacha Lemaisa, they were medaktik. They were not more makpid, they were medaktik more to get to Halacha Lemaisa.
What's the most important example of this machlokes? Can you tell us what's the most important thing that they.
So in Hilchos Brachos, it's the Legabi Hilchos Brachos, it talks about it, but we're going to see here that Halacha, the most important, we're going to, you know, passing like the Shachar over the Taz, because the Shachar is later. That's what we're getting to. We're getting to the practical ramifications of this.
Looking for an example
of the whole way through here, there. Uh-huh. The whole way through here, there. Without getting into too many, because there's one time, without getting into too many practical. Yeah. The whole way through here, there. Any halacha we see, come
out. Fundamental things, or are they just kind of.
In Basav Cholov and Taruvus, it's fundamental all the way through. It's fundamental all the way through. Well, yeah. So I just want to explain why halacha kebasroi. What does it mean that we pass like the later one? So in this case, even though they lived in the same time, and the sforim, the turizov, and the shach, the sifakoyim were printed in the same year, so there isn't really halacha kebasroi because they both lived and printed the sforim at the same time. But because the shach saw the sefer of the Taz, and he wrote hasagos on it, he was masig on the Taz, right? So he saw the Taz, he made his sefer, Taz made his sefer, to resolve, Sisi Kohen, and then he saw what the Taz had written, and he answered why I'm correct, why he's correct over the Shach. So because he had done that, so therefore we paskin, we say halacha kebasroi, legabe the Taz, and therefore we paskin like the Shach, nekudas hakesef. And l'maish, the poskim themselves bring this down, Dr. Tshuva writes, not like he brings in the Akdamah Divrei David, we said before, he writes, so ikka shach neged the taz b'pnei shubasroi v'kamelon kavosei. The ikka halacha would be paskin like the shach, not like the taz, because he was basr, he was last. V'kamelon kavosei, we go like him in the Sefer Pachad Yitzchok, which is from one of the big rabbonim in Italy at the time. He also writes, lo yevanti v'lo oven ma tamash kusavto sheyesh alis mechisa al rav taz ma al rav shach. He writes to someone that asked him, that wrote him that we should learn the taz more than the shach. Halohu achrin, the shach was last. He saw the words of the Taz, and he still argued with him. Become a million, various different topics and points. For also Sefer Nukudas HaKesev, he made this Sefer Nukudas HaKesev, and he's massacring him. So I'm not quite sure why you decided you're passing like the Taz. In anything he's writing to, answering to the person that asked him, it should be the opposite. It should be passing like the Shach, because he was last. So we clearly see that besides this Kabbalah that many Rabbonim had to paskin like the Shach, there's also another reason very much based in the way we paskin halacha, which is halacha kebasroi, we paskin like the latter one over the first one, when he saw his words. Now, it's interesting to note that 70 years later, the Taz of the grandson was called Rabbi Yoel, who was the Rav in Shebeshin, who printed the sefer called Megine Zov, the shield of the Zov of the Taz. The Taz was called Turi Zov, so Megine Zov, the shield of the Zov, shield of the Taz. It's very similar to what the Megine Shloimeh wrote a sefer called Megine Shloimeh on defending Rashi over Tosfos. So similarly, the grandson of the Taz printed the sefer called Megine Zov, defending his grandfather on the sagas of the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef. Now, unfortunately, most of the sefer was lost, and only a very small part of it was printed. And the Gedolim at the time did give haskamos to the sefer, and they wrote that this is just, Yitzchak from Poznan wrote in his haskama that we should just know that doesn't mean just because the Shach was Basroi that everything always aloch is like him, and Poznan should still be Ma'ayin in the Taz, and look in the various different poskim, etc. So, but nevertheless, because it was already two generations later, this was a grandson of the Taz, the poskim weren't mamash mesiachas to the sefer, and like I said, only a very small portion of the sefer was actually printed. So they weren't mesiachas to it so much. Now, just to finish off, in Sefer Oyle Shmuel, which was printed in Prague in Tovkuf Pegimel, which is 1823, Shmuel Koider was a rav in Prague, he writes like this, V'kvakibru aleim lodn b'erechayim. He's bringing a Musaira of the Rabbonim, how they paskin. Kvakibru aleim, the Makabal on themselves, Lodin b'erechayim, paskin b'erechayim, the Chilik of Erechayim Shulchan Aruch, like the Mogen Avraham, ubi Yerideya al pi Ashach, like we've discussed, ubi Evan Oeza al pi Habe Shmuel, ubi Choshem Mishpat al pi Asma. Ubi Chol Zois, eim lomdim in Aklolus, afudu b'mokim shnau b'chutz. It's not a klal, it's set in stone. Al achas kama v'kama meridin didon shleinam befirush haklal azeh rak shekach noeg alma. Again, it's not a klal that's, you know, that everyone has to keep to. That's the minig of the world. The minig of the world is that's what we paskin like. In Erecham, like the Magen Avraham, in Yerideh, like the Shach, and in Ever, like the Beis Shmuel, in the Chosh Mushpat, like the Sma. V'im bal nefesh at, if you're bal nefesh, And you found the rais that are not like they said. And you found other chrim that may argue with them. You can pass in against them. Many tshuvas we see today that I pass in like not like the shach, not like the taz. Again, it's just a general rule of thumb. It's not something that's set in stone. You have to be in a very high madriga. You have to make sure that you're proper Moriah Ra and you know what you're talking about and you've looked in the various different Mar Mekoymus and Shas and Poiskim, etc., to be able to pass in against them. But it doesn't mean that we can't. What's interesting that comes out of this is what would be in a case where the Nekudas HaKesef, who saw the Taz, many times they have a machloikas between the Taz and the Shach, and the Nekudas HaKesef will not say anything, he'll just keep quiet. Many times he'll argue and defend his position, but other times he just doesn't say anything. So the question is, what would be in such a case where he didn't argue, would he still say Alach HaKabasroi? Because then there's no Nekudas HaKesef, there's only the Shach and the Taz. They both lived in the same door, as you said. They both printed the Sefer in the same years. So, I don't know. So the answer to that question is I don't know. At some points we say yeah, some points we say no. Do we say Shtika Koyidor, the fact that the Shach didn't say anything, even though in his own Pirush he argues, but Nekudas HaKesef, he stayed quiet, we don't say that. I don't know. And I saw, just to finish off, I saw one of the Rabbonim, who was one of the big Rabbonim in Poland just before the war, called Avraham Chaim Rottenberg, was Rav Vadislav, and he writes that we have Takam Masorah that we're passing like the Shach, not like the Taz. But not Lakula. When the Shach's will make it, then we go like the Taz. Anyways, each case will be defined. Ask about cases. Each case will be defined on its own. Each Rav, and we see Taz today. Today we see very much. Look at any Poisik of the last generation, whether it's Shevet Halevi, or the Igris Moshe, or Shlomo Zalman, or Rabbi Yashav, and many times we'll pass not like the Shach, not like the Taz. And each case will be, you know, they'll make a Shekel Adas on its own. The various different Poiskim, the way they learn the Gemaras, etc., the Rais, this way, the Rais, that way. But again, it's just a general rule that most Moriah Ra keep to when it's more straightforward and simple. When a Shaila arises, when there's very different Stodim, someone has to have a Shekel Adas to be able to Paskin. Sometimes we'll Paskin like the Taz. Again, if it's a Hefzud, or if we're looking Dafka to be Makel in certain areas, different Serufim to be able to say Paskin like the Taz, or Paskin like the Shach. Now, just one point, which is that this din of Alach HaKabasroi is not muskum in all the Rishonim, meaning as Machlok is Rishonim, whether we say Halacha Basroi applies even in the Poiskim. The Marik. Basroi means the latter. The latter. Halacha Basroi is the latter. We said the Shach, Nekudas HaKesef, saw the Taz and asked and answered on his questions, so therefore Paschal like him. But Lemai said, and the first one that brings this Klal, the Rishonim and the Goyim bring this Klal of Halacha Basroi. Halacha is like the latter. If someone saw his predecessors or someone before him, their word and decided still to argue that we're passing like him because he saw and the other one didn't, so therefore we're passing like him. So the Marik holds that we do say halacha, the din of the klal of halacha kibasroi, even in today's poiskim, and the Ramon and Daki Moishan is Akdoma writes we're passing like the Marik very much, and that's how most poiskim do hold that we do say halacha kibasroi even bizmanenu bizmanazeh, and that's how it goes through the Seder. The building of halacha that we know today is very much built on, and that's one of the biggest Seder that it's built on, that sometimes you'll have someone in a later generation who saw the previous Poisik's words and decided nevertheless to argue, obviously with Rais, etc., we paskin like him. Shkoich.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do that. I'm going to finish with the fish.